All right, it's a nice day and nice to have you at the office, Topi Järvinen. You're from Nestholma.
Hey, thanks, Mikko. Really great to be here.
Yes, and we are at the UltraHack office, and we're here to talk about the UltraHack and Nestholma further collaboration. What is UltraHack, some might think? It's one of the best platforms created in Scandinavia, probably in the world. And it's about hackathons, it's about innovation, and now it might be also about getting funded. So UltraHack is the top hackathon tournament of Europe this year. And hopefully it will be, not hopefully, it will be next year's global thing. So perhaps, Topi, you're from Nestholma, who is actually an accelerator and also investors, but would you like to tell us a little bit more about what do you actually accelerate, what you invest in?
Well, yeah, sure. So Nestholma is an accelerator, like you said, and our special thing is that we want to help the startups and large corporations to collaborate. So we've run accelerator programs for Nordea, for Microsoft, for Nokia, and for lots of companies. And what we do in the accelerator programs is that we want to enable new kinds of innovation and help the big and small companies to collaborate and to innovate together. And we also invest into the companies. So currently we have over 40 companies in our portfolio, and we usually invest into startups that are fairly early stage. So our aim is to really find new innovations and new startups that we can collaborate with and help to get them started on a global scale from Finland, but also from wherever in the world they come from.
Right. And as we are also doing something a little bit similar with the UltraHack platform, we are bringing the epic challenges from the big corporates, big organizations, and small sort of a developers, individual startups, and even corporate teams together. So we are a little bit on the same playing field, aren't we?
Sure, yeah. And I think the collaboration between Nestholma and UltraHack is really a good one, because we see that there's a lot of great things can happen in the hackathons arranged by UltraHack. So the tournament model and the hackathon that's arranged over a longer period of time, I think many innovations can get started from there. But I think from our point of view, we can take those innovations that are created within the hackathon and get them sort of long-term support, either through funding or through the accelerator programs, so that the startups and the ideas can actually be carried further with the collaboration, of course, with the large corporations.
Yeah, I think you just nailed down the most common problem of the hackathons that are, well, there are sort of a new thing still in Finland and especially in Europe, but you nailed down the problem that they really don't, you know, give this kind of a support typically to the teams. It's something fun that, you know, software developers do as their side projects. It's something fun that some you know, enthusiasts do over the weekend, but there's not typically funding aligned with the things that they do.
That's right, yeah. And for us, having the opportunity to get the innovation started in the hackathon gives a sort of a quick way to get started, but then giving the support throughout the accelerator, but also through being in the Nestholma portfolio, gives the startups the support for the years to come.
Yeah, I think that sounds awesome, and I think also what kind of, like in practice, what we have now building up here together, it's something that is never been done here in Finland, and not in Scandinavia before. I don't think in Baltics either, but yeah, so what we are building here is something spectacular.
Yeah, and we are really excited at Nestholma about this opportunity because I think it gives a very unique innovation model for getting started really quickly, but also scaling in Scandinavia, but also throughout the world for the innovations that come out of HaltraHack and are fostered then in the Nestholma Accelerator programs and portfolio.
Yeah, so can you tell us a little bit more precisely what are you offering to the UltraHack teams, whether they are students, startups, or corporates? What are you offering with the accelerator and with investment? What can you give us some example, perhaps, what could be offered?
Well, we have decided to offer 1 million euros worth of investments to the startups and teams that are within the UltraHack this year.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be actually really exciting because we are looking for new startups and new innovations all the time. And I think the looking at the kinds of startups and teams we've seen before at UltraHack, we are really excited about the opportunity to work with the new ones this year. What that means in practice is that we are looking through the companies and startups and teams that are participating in the UltraHack events throughout the next months, and we're looking into the ones that seem to fit our portfolio. So we very much are looking into finding startups that we can help. Money is one thing, but then we want to also see that there is more than just the money, so that we can actually help them to get further. We have some unique understanding or connections or things that where we can support them also in sort of in practice on the daily work that they do. So sort of this type of hands-on work with the startups is very important for us with all the startups, but also with the startups that we are looking to find from UltraHack.
That's great. Can you tell us a little bit about what kind of, you know, team would be perfect in your thinking for the UltraHack to be invested for?
Well, we are looking at the, of course, the team that how do they work together? What is the team structure good? Do they have the right competences to really deliver what they're doing their idea, but also we're looking at the idea itself. Is it scalable? Is it fit for certain markets? Can we find are there potential partners within our network of either investors or corporates? Are they fit with some of the accelerator programs that we're running? Is there some kind of a synergy that we can find with maybe some of the other companies that we have in our portfolio?
Okay. By the way, is that a requirement to be in your or going to your accelerator programs in order to be investable?
Usually, we only invest into the companies that are in our accelerator programs. But this time, I think we can more look at it as an opportunity that when we invested into some of these companies, they also get an opportunity to participate in some of the programs. But that of course depends on the programs that we are running at the time. So depending on what are the programs in the next 6 months, that may or may not happen.
Yeah, I think one of the most nicest thing about UltraHack is that we have a longer period of time for you also as an investor to validate the sort of doings of a team.
Exactly. Yeah, and for us, the way we work in the accelerator program, that is exactly what we've been used to. So doing what I guess you could call due diligence, looking at the idea, looking at the team, looking at the business opportunity, looking at how the team can actually develop the idea further. But the same thing happens actually, like you said, in UltraHack, mm-hmm. and sort of fits very well sort of the kind of model that we're used to and have been using in our investment process already.
And I guess the regular, run-of-the-mill hackathons don't deliver that.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think very few times you can actually find in only looking at someone for 48 hours, you can actually find that. And now I think the good thing is that we have more of an opportunity really to understand, because of course, for the startup or the team, it's a great decision also to go and work with an investor, and it's important that the investor has a realistic or a good idea on what the startup is really about.
What about those cases that there's no company yet, or there's a startup that's really like mature, like for being there for years already? Do you consider those things like age of the team as some sort of a proof or something?
Well, we've been working with teams that have been really in the idea stage only, without no ready technology or the team is just starting. And then we've worked with teams that or companies that have had over $1 million in revenue. So I think a lot of the sort of the same things apply for both. Of course, the sort of emphasis is on different things, but for us, it doesn't really matter. We are equally prepared and to work with both kinds of companies, and we'll be working also in the UltraHack case.
All right. You guys have your headquarters in Helsinki, as do the UltraHack, by the way, has. Although we have events and organization in other Scandics and Nordics and also in some European countries as well. If those teams come from, abroad, from not from Finland, so how is that any limit to your investment or accelerator program?
Absolutely no. We've already invested into companies from all around Europe and also outside of Europe. So in every one of the accelerator programs that we've run, we've always had companies from abroad, and so we are quite accustomed to working with companies from different places.
Yeah, and I think that's something that really makes a difference here in especially in Northern Europe, that you have this kind of a system like Nestholm and UltraHack that you can, bring people and connect people and teams together and also bigger companies, because it's kind of commonplace still that in larger organizations or even smaller, you really, really look first like for your national markets and what's there in the vicinity of what you do. But I guess we are also tackling that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, all of the companies that we are looking for should be looking for the global market as their marketplace. Because really, if you want to scale, it's not enough to be just in Finland or just in Scandinavia or even just in Europe, but you should be looking at expanding into different places. Of course, you need to have focus, so you don't actually want to go global right away, but your aim should be to tackle the global market and scale maybe from Finland or maybe from Europe and to get that there.
So for those who are thinking of, and living abroad from Finland, who are thinking of participating to UltraHack, I have a good news for you, because we offer €1,000 travel grants to most promising teams. Also, Nest Holma is involved of mentoring and reviewing the teams that most would be most qualified. And that package, the travel grant package, actually includes flights, bus tickets, and some accommodation. But the details you can find from ultrahack.org on our webpage. And by the way, on our webpage, it's important because there you can register, and there you can register especially to our main event this year, which is gonna be on the 25th to 27th of November in Konepaja Bruno in Helsinki. It's the same place that was last year, and it's gonna be the most biggest festival of hackers in Europe this year. I'll promise you that. Toppi, you were there last year. What do you think? Was it any good?
Yeah, I was really excited about that. I was so surprised last year how the whole thing went. All the organization, how it was organized, and the quality of the teams. So I'm really have a lots of high hopes for the new one this year, because I think it's going to be even better.
Did you manage to go to fire truck sauna
while you were there? No, actually I missed that. So hopefully I'll get to experience some of those things this year as well.
Yeah, we really try to, you know, pamper our developers. They come all over the globe and all over Finland, and you know, they have suffered terrible ordeals in their daily jobs. So we really want to make them this kind of experience that it's unforgettable.
I'm really looking forward to that. I think it will be a great experience for any startup or any team that really wants to see something different and get their idea to the next level.
Yes, we will get you the best mentors, best coaches of whether you need design, business, IP, or legal advice, or whatnot. So you will have them there. You will have the tons of talented peers. You have the big corporates there. You have the We will promise you that you will also have so good catering. Like it was something. It's not just like a pizza or something. We can have ethno and stuff like this. And we are now this year working on to bring the thematic restaurant to the venue. So let's see what's that gonna be. And also this is kind of year of the VR and AR. So instead of having this all the boring, you know, console games or computer games or whatnot. This year we will have some VR, cool VR. We will have drones. I don't want to do this just, you know, for software sake. I want to do a hardware hack as well. There is a craving to, you know, produce something with your hands, not just, you know, code. So I think we are gonna see a great event this year, and hopefully lots of the teams will get investment from Nest Holma and get to their, you know, helping hands. And do you have something to say on top of that, Toppi?
Well, that's hard thing to top. So if I would be a startup, I would sign up right away. Sounds really exciting.
Yeah, cool. So apply now at www.ultrahack.org.
Okay, see you there from Nest Holma as well.
Hack you.